This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins was one of the featured speakers at the annual Ag Outlook Forum last week, and she addressed the difficulties of the farm economy. We will hear more from Secretary Rollins next. Are you tired of sifting through a shoebox full of receipts? Sick of battling long spreadsheets and clunky software? Join thousands of American farmers and ranchers on Ambrook. Ambrook makes financial management easy. It automates your bookkeeping and helps you track your profits and losses by enterprise, location, and more. Quickly export your data for Schedule F, snap pictures of your receipts, and even mail checks and send invoices. It's time to wrangle your books. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins, whose plane back to D.C. was grounded, addressed the 101st Ag Outlook Forum virtually and said that she aims to get billions in farm disaster aid allocated quickly.
The state of our agriculture economy is dire, perhaps one of the worst in the last 100 years.
Rollins says you cannot ignore the struggles of the current ag economy.
There has been a rapid decline in the number of American farms. 1 in 10 farms have disappeared in the past decade. The cost of production is up by nearly 30% in the past year alone.
Rollins says she's committed to turning things around, starting with disaster aid approved by Congress.
We're making great progress in getting the $30 billion in disaster and emergency relief out the door. I know there have been a lot of questions about that recently. The last thing our ag producers need is to have to wait again and again and again on the federal government.
Secretary Rollins says USDA is moving at, quote, light speed to disperse aid and meet or beat Congress's March 21st deadline. Rollins also pledged to continue the fight against avian influenza, pointing to a newly unveiled billion-dollar containment plan designed to repopulate flocks, improve biosecurity, and drive vaccine research. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your inbox each day. While you're visiting our website at iowaagnet.com, also check out the podcast tab. There you can find daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast, and you can find those each weekday. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.